Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading will be taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 to 8. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 34. Our second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 30 to chapter 5, verse 2. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 41 to 51. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Grieve Not the Holy Spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29 says, I have discovered that God made us upright, but we have sought out many schemes. That is, we have done things contrary to God's love and glory. Those unloving and inhumane actions have made life difficult and stressful. For example, man kills man to make a point which could have been made without firing a shot. Citizens elect leaders for their well-being, but some leaders forget, hence they prey on their citizens. And lastly, most men and women marry in love for love, but end up living loveless and hopeless lives. When traumatized by such experiences, we are tempted to grieve the Holy Spirit. Even the great prophets grieved the Holy Spirit at one point in time. In today's first reading, haunted by his failures, the prophet Elijah yearned for death. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 15, in response to the naggings of God's people, Moses asked the Lord to take his life. Thus, my brother, my sister, you are not alone in that battle against the consequences of sin and death. But today's psalmist says, look towards him and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. This poor man called, the Lord heard him and rescued him from all his distress. Thus, my brother, my sister, spend no time holding grudges against others, losing your temper, raising your voice to anybody, insulting others, or complaining like the Jews in today's gospel reading. Rather, spend all your time blessing, praising, talking about the Lord, and glorifying his name. The prophet Elijah did not waste time complaining. His pains became his prayer points, and the Lord revealed himself to him and fed him. Thus, my brother, my sister, as we struggle to overcome our miseries and pain, we must never stop following Christ, never stop loving and blessing others. Because Jesus is the I Am. He says, I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. And I am the light of the world. Thus, the psalmist says, we must wait. Wait to taste the goodness of the I Am, whose promises are yes in Christ Jesus. Therefore, my brother, my sister, spend no time grieving the Holy Spirit. Rather, spend more time looking towards the Lord. May the Lord in His infinite mercy grant you a taste of His goodness this week, this moment, this hour, this minute, this second. I pray for you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.